So good morning, everyone. So I'm excited today to be able to present work from my PhD on a bio-inspired embedded composite stiffener for improved damage tolerance and which has been manufactured with automated fiber placement. So I'll begin with the background and motivation for this work before then introducing our bio-inspired concept. I'll then give an overview of a study which we've completed to validate this concept, and then I will outline our current work investigating how this concept responds to an industrially relevant failure sequence. So composite stiffened panels are a mass-effective solution to provide stiffness and stability to the underlying skin in aircraft fuselage and wing boxes. Unfortunately, traditional stiffener designs are vulnerable to unstable debonding, and this results in a rapid loss of stiffness for the structure. A consequence of this is that we've had to use conservative certification requirements for commercial airliners. If we can develop composite stiffened panels which are tolerant to damage, then for current aircraft, we could use less conservative certification requirements. This would allow us to have reduced weight, which would lead to reduced operating costs and emissions. And for future aircraft, less conservative certification requirements could enable the realization of aircraft concepts which are compatible with alternative fuels. And this would be a key step on our road to net zero. Sustainable and efficient manufacture is another key consideration. Automated fiber placement, AFP, offers improved material efficiency, increased production rates, and also improved preform quality and consistency. And it's for these reasons that AFP is being increasingly used by industry, including being used to manufacture fuselage skins. Stiffeners, however, have proved challenging to manufacture, with complex procedures such as pultrusion RTM being developed for this purpose. The work which I'm presenting today is a design for a composite stiffened panel which is both damage tolerant and manufacturable with automated fiber placement in a single integrated process. So our design is inspired by trees, specifically tree branch attachments. Now, despite being composed of brittle constituents, these attachments have evolved to have remarkable strength and damage tolerance. If we look at the internal structure from both the side and a central section, we can see that the branch isn't just attached to the side of the trunk, but it's actually embedded to the center of the trunk. And this is a key feature to achieve this damage tolerance. So can we apply this to composite stiffened panels? If we take a look at a section view, we can see how this could be analogous to a tree branch attachment. In current panel designs, we have a skin with a stiffening laminate just attached to the surface, and that leaves the structure with an interface which is vulnerable to debonding. What we propose is a design where the stiffening laminate is embedded to the center of the skin. So plies from the skin continue into both branches of the laminate in the stiffened section, and this prevents the ability for the stiffener to debond. We add additional plies in the stiffened section to provide the desired layups, and these are interleaved between the continuous plies to prevent the coalescence of delaminations, improving the diffusion of damage. As the stiffening laminate is now integrated with the skin, we need to be able to manufacture this in a single process. So to be able to do this with AFP, we need to tweak the geometry of a hat stiffener to suit the process. So rounding of the geometry helps to prevent issues with wrinkling or bridging of the tapes during the deposition process. And the increased concave radius helps to ensure we get suitable compaction of the tapes, particularly for the axial plies. Now, of course, for AFP manufacture, we need a mold to perform this layup on. And we chose to use a structural foam to act as both the mold for manufacture, but then also to serve as a structural core in the final panel, providing improved stability for the stiffener at a relatively low mass penalty. So we've completed a study to validate this concept where we were iteratively developing both the panel design and the AFP manufacturing parameters and then used the output of this process to gain initial experimental validation of our concept. So as stiffened panels are particularly vulnerable in the presence of a local defect, we chose to use a notched compression specimen configuration, And then we just use simple quasi-isotropic layups for our baseline layup in both the skin and the stiffener. Likewise, we used quasi-isotropic layups in our bio-inspired design, but in the stiffened section, the layup sequence was slightly rearranged, and this was just defined by the interleaving of the discontinuous plies and the requirement for a symmetric layup. In the bio-inspired attachment, the ply drops were arranged following the best practice guidelines from the literature for tapered laminates. So to manufacture these panels, we used a carbon axis XL AFP machine. We created a simulation of the deposition process to ensure that we had optimum toolpaths for the 3D plies, paying particular focus to both the position and orientation of the head to ensure we could achieve a high quality preform. The first layer was deposited on Mylar film, and this helped to just ensure that the tacks are consistently stayed down, and we enlarged the footprint of this layer such that subsequent plies were deposited entirely on prepreg, which helps with the reliability of manufacture. We used a capability of this machine where we can cut the tapes at an angle to ensure that all ply drops had straight edges, regardless of the orientation of the ply. The foam was machined to shape using a CNC routing process and then positioned on the preform using pin and bolt holes in the waste regions of the preform. So we iteratively developed the panel design and the AFP manufacturing parameters, utilizing both the simulation of the deposition process, but also using physical prototype panels. Following this development work, as you can see, we were able to successfully achieve AFP manufacture of the preforms. And following the challenges that we faced and had to overcome, it felt quite good when we finally got the panels successfully manufactured. So the output of the manufacturing process, as you can see here after curing and then a water jet cut process, is that the baseline laminate appears as a skin with a stiffener attached to the surface, whereas the bio-inspired panel gives the appearance of a single integrated part, which fundamentally is because that's what it is. If we look at some specimen microscopy, that highlights this further, and we can see that we achieved successful manufacture of the bio-inspired embedded attachment. So following the successful manufacture, we then used these panels to gain experimental validation of the concept. We used a quasi-static notch compression test configuration and potted the ends to provide a built-in condition and supported this built-in condition with clamp steel bars during the test. We used a die set testing fixture to ensure that any non-axial loads weren't transferred to the testing equipment. And as we wish to gain as much information from these first tests as possible, we use a combination of digital image correlation, acoustic emission, and also several cameras imaging the test, including one looking down the notch. So the outputs of these experiments were that we were thankfully able to validate this concept. So the bio-inspired panel completely suppressed separation of the stiffener. The baseline, as expected, suffered from an unstable debonding of the stiffener, and that's particularly apparent if I play a short clip from the tests. So as we've seen, the baseline panel suffered unstable failure. We weren't able to observe any propagation of the fracture prior to this catastrophic failure. In contrast, for the bio-inspired panel, we were able to observe stable progressive propagation of the fracture prior to catastrophic failure. That could be where I ended the presentation, but I'd like to show you some more work that we've now begun, investigating the response of this concept to an industrially relevant failure sequence. So for this, we looked at a practical failure sequence in a wing, which is highlighted quite nicely by this simulation by Costa. So the first important thing to note is that load is transferred from the skin to the stiffeners via the attaching interface. The first sign of failure is then a local instability of the skin, and a consequence of this local skin buckling is that it then drives translaminar damage towards the stiffeners. For a traditional panel design, this then causes the stiffener to debond and damage can propagate through the panel. So how can we replicate this initial sequence of failure events in our test specimens? Well, to ensure we get load transfer from the skin to the stiffener via the attaching interface, we can just load the skin region directly. But would we then get the failure events that we desire? So to answer that question, we developed a numerical model where we were looking to compare the failure initiation loads. So we used a J-integral analysis to find the load for fracture propagation and buckling analyses to find the loads for local skin instability and also for any global buckling loads. As it was likely that we wouldn't get lucky on the first specimen design and we'd want to test many different specimen geometries, we desired a model which would allow us to efficiently do this. So we used shell elements for the laminate and solid elements for the foam and for the potting. And then the mesh was refined around the crack tip to ensure that we achieved suitable convergence for both types of analysis. So the results of this simulation for our first iteration specimen were that, no, we wouldn't get the sequence of failure events that we wanted to see. We'd actually get a global out-of-plane buckling prior to local skin instability or fracture propagation. We therefore conducted a parametric study to find a test specimen which would replicate this industrially relevant sequence of events. So we investigated the loading length, the notch length, the specimen length, and even the extent of the edge which was potted. The output of this parametric study was a specimen design which was potted along the entire edge and which was loaded just in the skin region. The simulations showed that the first sign of failure would be local skin instability, and the predicted load for translaminar fracture propagation was just above this. So we therefore, with this specimen design, should achieve the sequence of events which we desire, local skin instability driving translaminar fracture propagation. So the next steps for this work are to now manufacture and test these panels, and the manufacture is well underway with the panels being in the autoclave just as we flew to Jonah, and also to develop a numerical model of this bio-inspired design to see to simulate how the failure propagates. So to conclude, today I've proposed a design for a composite stiffened panel which is both damage tolerant and manufacturable with automated fiber placement. We've completed a study to validate this concept and were able to demonstrate successful AFP manufacture and also experimentally validate this concept, achieving complete suppression of separation of the stiffener and observing stable crack propagation prior to catastrophic failure. We've now completed a numerical parametric study to inform our current work investigating how this concept responds to an industrially relevant failure sequence. Thank you very much for listening, and I look forward to taking any questions.
Thanks, Adam. I think we have questions, so.
How did the failure loads compare between your bio-inspired and your baseline for this first test you showed?
So for the failure loads, with the configuration that we had for the first test, we were loading both the skin and the stiffener. So the loads were that the ultimate failure load was dominated by fracture within the stiffener itself after the propagation fracture. Which is one of the, I guess, key incentives to really focus and ensure that we replicate this industrially relevant failure sequence to then get key quantitative data for the comparison of the bio-inspired design compared to a typical stiffener design. A feature of tree branch attachments, so the embedding to the center is a key feature for damage tolerance. Another key feature in trees which helps them to achieve strength improvements is that they orient the fibers to achieve isostrain conditions. So this is another avenue that we could look to incorporate where we, as well as doing the embedding for damage tolerance, we could look with the discontinuous plies that we had in the stiffened region to use non-standard ply orientations to try and achieve a similar thing where that targets the strength of the stiffened section, whilst the embedding targets the damage tolerance.
Okay, we have time for just one quick question. I think Marino was first.
First of all, the presentation has been fantastic.
Thank you.
Very clear to understand. I have a curiosity. Why have you selected this configuration of the specimen, and particularly the loading? Because the problem you initially stated up is clear and appear typically at the cataracts of the stiffener, particularly at the tail cone of the aircraft. And the loading you are select, you have checked the behavior of the two configurations, mm-hmm. does not appear as a real loading in this type of stiffener. Why have you selected this one?
So I think if I understand the question correctly, the question was focused on the notch and the choice for the notch. So from reviewing the literature and speaking to colleagues investigating this, not only was the vulnerability to debonding an issue, but the particular vulnerability to this issue in the presence of local defects. So we therefore wanted to not just test the simple case of just buckling and debonding, but the challenging case where we also had the presence of a defect.
Okay, so I think we should move on. So I would recommend catching up with Adam later. So the next speaker is Erfan Kazemi, as well from Imperial College. So Erfan, the floor is yours.